Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to Mindless Banner 33.
Next exciting. We did not cancel because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, we're here.
Just stay far back from your speakers.
Yeah, do you want to get too close to those ear buds now?
Don't touch your earbud while we're talking.
Or do.
You never know.
Or do, I don't know.
You can touch your earbuds as much as you want.
Yeah, you're touching your earbuds.
Fondle your earbuds.
Stop rubbing your earbuds, bro.
Q&A today, Cam. We're really excited. And we're excited that coronavirus hasn't killed us yet.
No.
We got this.
It's insane.
So, yeah, so tomorrow, as of recording this, we were supposed to go down to a prepper expo here in Salt Lake City, and it has been canceled because apparently the entire Utah Jazz has COVID-19.
Yep.
So that's a bad thing. So they're saying stay out.
As soon as all the toilet paper vendors pulled out, they're like, we're done.
Never mind, Charmin.
The whole reason.
Charmin's not here no more. We're getting rid of this. So,
So that was this morning. Your wife sent that picture, like Walmart.
Our Walmart this
all
morning.
All the toilet paper.
There and, is none. No toilet paper.
And the towelettes, like the hand towels.
I don't know.
Are they gone too?
I don't know.
I know
about
people
that.
Were like ripping them. Mm-hmm. And like,
yeah.
It's like, how much toilet paper are you going through?
Yeah. So it's getting nuts, man.
Yeah.
It really is. Stuff shutting down. They've just stopped any incoming travel from Europe, which is cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So anyways, it's just getting nutty. So let's do a Q&A and lighten up the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you think?
Think they shut down the border to Mexico?
No. They've actually opened it up to more people.
They haven't
at this point.
See if that would work different.
If
we open all the way up,
maybe
we can slow it down.
Yeah. I mean, there's only two cases in Mexico. So
I know, it's weird.
They probably aren't coming over here. Like, we're not going to go over to that place, man. They
all gotta have coronavirus. Right?
We already got it.
Got it from our beer, man.
Yeah. So anyways, crazy. Let's start.
Yeah, let's do it.
Charlie Welsh, he says, I'm going to start raising some animals. Definitely sure about chickens, but what else would be good to eat if the SHTF? Goats, rabbits, chinchillas, or what? So we did do that. We did that episode on livestock a while ago, and what I remember was I was high on ducks at that point. I was like, Go
ducks.
Go ducks.
Oregon.
Yeah, so I know they had bigger eggs, and they laid eggs like every damn day or something.
Yeah.
So I'm going with ducks.
Yeah, that stuck with me too. I was like, for some reason, ducks are good.
Usually at like 45 minutes after an episode, I've forgotten everything we talked about. But this one, I do remember ducks.
Yeah.
So I
think I've eaten duck.
I've never actually eaten duck.
I think it's like a little greasy, but.
Yeah.
But that's good, I guess.
That's
grease
the word on the
good
street.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, ducks, I'd probably say a goat is a great thing. They have a lot to offer.
Sure, they
They're
do.
Funny. Uh-huh. Funny as hell.
They're funny.
Trained to be mean. You can make them ram people.
Mm-hmm.
They're lawnmowers. They'll eat, like, poison ivy and stinging nettle. And
cans, man.
Yeah, they'll eat shoes.
Put your garbage out there. They'll eat it.
Yeah.
Well, plus, you get a little gravy. You can make a goat gravy sandwich.
Yeah. And you can, some of them you can milk.
Only
the females.
Don't milk the males.
And they sound ridiculous. They're screaming sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like those other ones, like,
I want to get some of those that pass out when you scare them.
Are you too bad?
That'd be so much fun to have.
So I got to eat one.
Yeah.
He's done.
He's done. Yeah.
I think those pet pigs would be cool, but it'd be really hard for your family to kill pigs.
Yeah, you don't. They're just so cute.
They're like too human-like.
too human-like. Pigs and humans are like the same thing.
They basically are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, that's a good. Yeah, I like that.
The hamster thing, I mean.
That's always an option.
I have one.
You do have a hamster.
One little snack.
Yeah. I've got the chickens and I've got the dog.
Yeah.
I want to stick with that for now.
Yeah. Okay, this one's Shane Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
What made you two decide to do what you do for a living? Was it something you've always wanted to do as a kid or did you find out later in life? Is this referring to the podcast or our career?
I think it's our career. I think it's the careers.
I do too.
Oh, so what are you, Cam?
Well, I grew up on a farm and I wanted to be a vet for a long time.
Mm. Like so a I Vietnam kinda, vet?
Yeah. I wanted to be a vet farmer.
Yeah.
I wanted to know everything and retire.
I'm going
to
grow up and be a Vietnam vet.
But I went through everything in school to go to vet school, and I started shadowing vets, and they were like, don't do it.
I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, they're like, you don't make enough. It sucks. So I was like, oh, great.
You didn't even tell them you were shadowing. You just showed up and started following them around, huh?
What are you doing? Get out of here. And I was like, okay. You're not a dog. I don't want to be a vet. They're mean.
They're super mean.
And then from there, I was like, well, I guess I'll transition to the next animal, the human.
The human animal.
And yeah. So I already had a lot of credits. Figured I'm ready to do it, and I applied to PA school and got right in.
Oh, man, look at you. That was awesome.
I thought about medical school, but I was like, I want to get it done. I hate school.
Yeah, school sucks.
And so it worked out. First application went through. So
you're like, oh, I guess that's what I'm doing.
Yep, and so here I am, and I regret it. Humans are terrible to work with.
They're the worst. So, yeah, for me, with my current career, I had no idea I wanted to do this when I was young. I was a musician, so that's the only reason I had any sort of connection to what I'm doing now. So I'd started figuring out how to do some recording of music and things like that and audio. So I was able to sneak my way into the job, well, into this company that I work for, and then it's just sort of morphed into what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I had no idea what I wanted to do till I was like 30 something. I'm running around like the chicken with my head cut off. No idea.
You did real estate stuff for a long time.
I was in real estate for a long time and a little bit in the oil field. Sold shoes for a while. I did everything.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You did. You're a manager.
Yeah. And I was a manager of a Samsonite store.
That's
right.
I was going to say, for some reason, I was thinking like briefcases,
luggage, and shoes. Same thing.
You know? Samsonite. That was way off.
Yeah, so.
Anyway. All right.
So, Bill Fry, the ham radio guy.
Yeah, this guy.
He says,
won't give up.
I know. I need to stop just putting his stuff in here because he's persistent. What's Cam's punishment for not getting his ham license? It's only 3 months away from his deadline. I'm rooting for Cam to be punished. What do you think, Cameron?
I figure with the coronavirus, we should extend that. Give me a few more months.
They have canceled.
There's been a delay on books. Yeah. And radios are backed up. Line. They don't have time for testing now.
Yeah, so. I know. I don't know.
I didn't ever come up with anything except with you guys, right?
I was actually talking to Tyler the other day, and he said, you ought to make Cam run like a 5K or something.
Holy crap, that would be so hard.
And then we'll make a video of it. I think that's what we should do. And, like, no training. You just
with
have to.
With a radio pack on?
Yeah.
Like a World War II radio.
Yeah, with an antenna whipping around as you're trying to run.
That would be freaking awesome.
That would be awesome. That's what you should do.
That would be a good punishment for someone else.
No, I like
that. But
that
would be pretty funny. Big old huge antenna bouncing around.
And you have to like call in every once in a while to say
when
how
I'm
you're doing.
Like out of breath leaning over, it's like freaking stabbing people in the back, tripping people.
I don't know, Cam. That's what I'm going for.
That's not bad. Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah. I'll get it done, Bill. Okay.
Okay. You got
it doesn't matter.
You got like 3 months. Let's see how it goes.
Eric Bailey, where do babies come from? Kobe.
Kobe what?
You just put Cam ? And I said, I don't make babies for everyone.
I just say Cam because you're the medical guy. You understand it better than anyone. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Well.
Huh?
I don't know what to tell you there. You need to look it up, Eric.
Just look it up. That's,
it involves
the answer.
A female and a male parts put together.
That's
done.
That's gender inequality right there.
Yeah.
Who says two males and two females can't have babies?
They can't reproduce, that's for sure.
There ain't no baby high enough.
I'm not trying to be, prejudiced there. I'm just saying that physiology doesn't make sense.
Biology is biology. It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, I don't know why I put that one on there either. Carissa DeWitt. Have you noticed a shift in attitudes towards prepping in your day-to-day
attitudes.
Lives?
Altitudes. Attitudes. shifting attitudes.
Get to the attitude. or mostly online. Oh, maybe I reread this a little
Speaking
bit.
Of, I
maybe.
Did see Arnold canceled his like fit conference.
Oh,
thing.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the day when we were in elementary school and they did like that the presidential fitness test thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the thing where he came to Utah?
No.
Oh, I was there.
You were?
Yeah. Really? I was like in the stadium. They did.
I remember it too. I didn't go, no.
Yeah, I had to go to that and had to do like push-ups in front of Arnold and all that.
Yeah, I think we did one at home.
At the school.
Well, I want to save money, not send you anywhere. We're going to do it right here.
We're just going to do
in
it
in the lunchroom.
Out by the cows.
Yeah.
So Arnold,
I do remember
that.
Doing those.
Yeah.
That testing.
Anyways, I don't know why that came up, but... So as far as attitudes and shift in attitudes go, I think there has been a little bit of a shift in attitude, but there's more of like this, especially with this COVID-19 business, like this reluctance to care about it or to like take it seriously.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Well, there's the like the drastic, like the government's blown it out of proportion.
Yeah.
And we're going too extreme. It's really not that big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
Even last night after me and you were talking,
mm-hmm.
my brother and two of my sisters, like we were texting and I got into it a little with him because he's like, my sister's like, oh, I'm kind of freaked out. Should I be freaked out? And I was like, no, I mean, the symptoms, like the virus isn't scary. It's just what everything else that's going on is kind of scary.
Yeah.
And he was like, it ain't any different than flu.
Yeah.
He's like, it's cold. And he's like, we've seen it. The flu comes up every year. And I'm like, it's not.
It's not the
same
flu.
As a flu. It's not.
And we talked about this last episode.
We have ways to deal with the flu.
Yeah, we have no vaccines. We understand what the flu is.
Oh,
we see it every
that
year.
It came from my own bloodline.
And this virus is something we don't know. Right now, it is what it is. But, you know what I mean? And again, you know, governments don't freak out for no reason.
Yeah.
Donald Trump does not want to do
it
what he's doing right now.
It is way too costly to do this kind of thing.
He does not want to do what he's doing right now.
No.
It is
obviously
horrible
he was
for
like,
him.
No.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I got to do something about it.
Yeah. Like, it's horrible for him. So if he's doing something, then it's a legit thing that people are worried about. Yeah. And I'm going to go with the top scientists and doctors at the CDC and the WHO and the tops of all these governments. They understand better than I do.
Yeah.
So if they're taking it seriously and they're quarantining people, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
It's not a conspiracy.
No. Does the government piss money away? Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
Would they waste money on something like this if they didn't have to? No.
No, they're not going to.
That's why I see it. I'm like, they blow money in stupid places all the time. But for this, they know it's a big waste if they're wrong. And
now,
so,
I mean, I hear people, here just even in my office, people like, oh, it'll be fine. Just like it was with the bird flu, just like it was with this. And I'm like, look, maybe it's all going to be good.
It's already like four times what the bird flu.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, yes, more people died, but it's a different thing. We don't know where it's going to go yet. We don't know. I mean, and then I just like,
I think we're lucky the virus isn't super deadly.
Yes, well, we're lucky.
But we still don't understand it all the way.
We're lucky, but we're also unlucky because people are like, it's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? And so they're just going to continue to go out and spread it.
That way.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not the person who's going to die from it.
I have booked my cruise and I'm not canceling
exactly.
it. Absolutely not.
I'm not going to die
from
it.
I can deal with the cold.
Yep, but my grandparents are going to die from it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, my mom is currently...
Yeah.
Doing chemo. Like, it's the worst
good for her.
Type of person.
Exactly. So,
so
take
I'm
it
like
seriously.
Terrified about
so,
it.
So, yeah, it is. It's a thing right now that kind of has me a little bit confused. And I hate Facebook. Everybody on there is a bunch of idiots.
They're
I don't
all
like them.
They're all freaking geniuses.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why. I was telling Kobe, I don't know why we have a shortage of medical doctors and care because everybody already is.
Yeah, there's like
everybody's
a
virologist.
Yeah.
There's a cold. Don't worry about it.
I got like 1,000 friends on Facebook. 950 of them are virologists now.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's amazing how smart everybody is all of a sudden.
It's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. So, I think we probably answered that enough, right?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Austin Bezert. Bezert. Bezert.
Bezert.
Bezert. Bezert.
I don't know.
Desert. Desert.
Yeah, I don't know.
What would be the most plausible end of our time SHTF scenario?
Welcome to the fun zone because you're right there right now.
Yeah, I think so.
I really
we've said it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Pandemic is the scariest and most likely thing.
Yeah, I mean, freak, look at it right now. What has it done to us?
Look at our day and age and our modern technology and medicine. We're like, oh, fudge.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Let's close everything.
Let's just close everything.
Yeah.
Everybody go home.
It's
freaky. We don't know what to do. And you see the stock market today again got hit hard. I've lost like 20% in my investments. It's insane.
It's on a big steep dive
right now. It's not good. So, yeah, I say the most plausible is a pandemic.
Yeah, I do too.
Really?
I think second's like a massive cyber attack triggering all kinds of other
sure.
things.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Nader here and there says two-parter. Have you guys found any new ways to get your wives more into prepping? My wife is supportive of my casual prepping and puts hugs aside for me and whatnot, but she still cannot seem to fill the car with gas. I feel you there, buddy. Also, has Cam been studying for his ham license?
What's a ham license?
What? I got a turkey one. I'm going to go shoot me a turkey this year.
Yeah, I got a Black Forest ham. Is that the one you're talking about?
Smoked, cured.
Oh, yeah.
So I think my wife is actually she's been pretty supportive. And it's actually been easier because with us, with Cam and I in the podcast, we honestly have to spend less money-wise than most people do to get to where we are. But we do have to spend a lot of time. There's time involved in it. But she's been pretty supportive. But also, I mean, in the last month or so, this flu has helped her be even more supportive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, let's get some extra stuff this time we go shopping. She's like, all right, let's do it. You know, yeah. It's not hard. You don't have to convince
her. It's really nice to not have any kind of like, oh, crap, do we have enough water?
You know?
I was like, man, this is a good time to just kind of pad your supplies.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, hugs are good. I'd ask for more.
Yeah, get more of those.
No, more of...
They cure the coronavirus.
More than just the hug.
Yeah, man. I know what you mean. Oh, I see what you mean. I just thought you meant more hugs.
Oh, hugs are great.
Yeah, I like hugs.
They're really good.
They're clinically proven.
Without your shirts on, hugs are great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, unless it's with a guy or something. I mean, yeah, your buddies.
That's not cool.
Yeah, that's weird. Let's take our shirts off and hug, buddy.
I want to be close. Skin to skin. Wait, coronavirus. Never mind. Put your shirt back on.
Never mind. Let's do it with shirts on because we got this COVID thing going.
Yeah. Just recently have I started wearing shirts during hugs.
I just go down to my wife beater. And I feel like that's good enough.
Yeah. It's just scary these days.
It's a layer of protection.
People are scary.
Our nipples won't touch. I feel like
cause
that's
an
better.
Arc. Yeah. It's like 2 9-volts.
Did you see that coronavirus arc?
Jeez. You have it too, I guess.
Singe my nipple hair.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got to that.
I don't either. My wife's been supportive of it. She gets annoyed. She doesn't know why I need 60 knives and 20 bags. But
again,
for the
those
most
things,
part, all the others.
Those things you're not really purchasing.
Yeah, exactly. So back off, wife.
So back off, Tony.
They're great. And it's covered our butts in random birthday presents.
Shit, it really does, doesn't it?
Oh, John's birthday. We're going over there. Grab that backpack.
Go grab those knives.
Yeah, not that knife.
I'm going to show up with
that's
four
knife.
Knives. It'd be the life of the party. Give
one
to every kid.
No, not that one. Yeah.
We forgot to get party favors for the kid's birthday. Hey, we got like 19 Tops knives. Let's drop one in each one of those bags. You know?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Why do I get all these fire? Everybody gets a fire starter disc. Yeah. Happy birthday. For sure. Well, we gave out, I told you, those little water pouches for Christmas
for
gifts.
For Christmas. It's like, perfect, man.
Be prepared. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bronco _ Steve 18. Thoughts on how the coronavirus is affecting the stock market / economy? I think Kobe could answer this one best. He follows that stuff a lot better.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's affecting it. I mean, you can look right now. It's like
butchering it.
Some of the worst drops we've ever had. I think they said the drop today so far is the worst since 1987.
That far?
The drop
back?
We had today.
Holy crap.
I was looking at an article. So it's scary, dude. Again, the virus is.
But it's the flu.
It's the flu.
Obviously.
This happens every year.
It's a new name for flu.
The stock market drops like this every year.
You know? Go through it again and again.
And yes, I understand, like, the media hypes it. It gets overhyped
it
sometimes.
Does.
But
the media does it with everything.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
For sure.
Flu, big news here.
Yeah.
Coronavirus?
So, again, the virus isn't the scariest part. It's all these other dominoes. It's like the market's dropping. It's oil. I mean, we saw oil go nuts this week. The elections are here. I mean, it's like it's got the makings of like this perfect storm of this SHTF event. I know. Yeah. It is a great movie. But again, it does feel like, it feels like you're almost reading or watching this prepper book or movie.
All the time.
Like really, this week, I keep getting like, oh my gosh.
Even driving into work, like listening to the radio, I'm like, I should record this for like a future episode.
I know. Like we're going to do a fiction podcast.
It's
and this
so
is
weird.
Gonna be part
it's
of
so
it.
Real mm-hmm. and so not real. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So yes, I mean, keep watching the stock market because it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
Daryl Harrington says, on a scale of one ugly duckling to 10 tactical Canadian geese, how would you rate the movie Book of Eli? You guys never seem to mention it when you're talking about movies. I think it's okay until to get to the ending. So I watched this right as it came out.
That's with Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Right as it came out, and I remember going, oh, this is actually a pretty cool movie. But I haven't seen it since.
I don't know. What year did it come out? Do you know?
It's like 2010-ish, like 10 years ago.
I think it came out while I was in school, and
I wasn't watching movies.
It wasn't a date night movie. Yeah, sure. And that's all I was going, that's all I still go to.
Yeah.
Pixar movies.
Just Pixar and Matthew McConaughey movies.
Yeah, basically. Or Little Women. I got out of that one.
Oh, geez, yeah. So, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see, I haven't seen it since then.
Yeah, I said, I'll just queue it up for my Corona month.
Yeah.
You know, video viewing. Because, I've been looking at all that stuff. I'm like, well, these movies I want to watch, I might get a chance to. XX Lizard King 1994 XX. Not triple X.
Double X.
Yeah. How do you fight the feeling? How do you fight the feeling?
I can't fight this.
Of saying, I told you so to the people who aren't prepared when something like coronavirus happens and they aren't prepared. It's really hard not to kind of be like, well, this is another thing I was talking to Kobe about last night. The media has gone to like the most ridiculous psycho prepper people. I'm like, come on. Like, there's so many good resources and you're going to the most extreme idiots.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, you know, but I will have to say that the questions and stuff have come in a lot more to me.
Oh, for sure. Because of what we
do. You know, like, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I know.
I'm like,
well, let me tell you. Well, go listen to the last episode.
Guess what? You're behind. Goodbye.
Yeah. This is what I've been warning about for the past 3 years.
You weren't a subscriber, and I don't care for it now. You're too late.
I only care for these people who listen.
Yeah.
So if you haven't yet, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is hard. But, I mean, I'm glad that people are kind of getting this in their head that it's a thing. Like, oh, I probably should be thinking about something like this before it actually happens.
Yeah.
There's so many people that are pissed off. Like, there's no toilet paper. I'm pissed off. Like, have some on hand then, dummy.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's not my fault that everybody went out and bought it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's your fault that you haven't been prepared.
Yeah.
It's your fault that
you
didn't think 2 minutes ahead of time.
Yeah.
Usually it's just like, oh, I've got a half a roll left. I got to go to Walmart.
Right.
That's a stupid thing to do. You might say it's stupid for people to run and buy toilet paper right now, but you're stupid too.
Yeah.
You're the dummy that didn't have any on hand.
Right. I agree.
Stupid.
It's a hate podcast.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
No, it's annoying that people that are all getting, you know, this is ridiculous. People buying all water. And it's like,
I don't think it's ridiculous.
Honestly, I feel like we prepare to avoid this crap.
Yep.
Not the viruses and the bombs. It's like we avoid to have to not deal with that stuff that happens.
Yeah, I tried, because we do, a lot of times we'll do our online orders at Walmart. And so each time I do it, I'm like, let's add an extra case of water and an extra thing of toilet paper. This time we didn't get any toilet paper because there's none left. And I'm like, oh, well, we're fine. We got a ton. You know what I mean?
Down to two sheets per wipe, not three.
I'm just saying we're okay, but those people.
I was frustrated because, remember, I had purchased two of those big boxes, but I had used it.
Yeah.
And I looked in there when I started seeing everybody was buying up toilet paper, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm always prepared, but I wasn't inventorying my stuff. And I was like,
my wife
crap.
Gets pissed because I have that.
I have two shelves over your TP.
I have two shelves downstairs in my thing, and I don't let her touch it. I'm like, if we're out, use your hand until we get to Walmart. Yeah. I don't want you touching
that does
it. It's super effective.
Yeah.
And
because I ran into this.
Uh-huh.
I was like, there's an empty box. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea.
That's why, like, if I have it for my preps, for that stuff, I have a certain amount that I just don't even touch.
Yeah.
Like, it just stays there.
Because I have in the past, like, you know, we're out of spaghetti and crack open a number 10 can and use that spaghetti.
Yeah.
But this is what happens.
Yeah, that's why I'm like.
And I haven't done that with our other stuff, but the toilet paper I wasn't paying
attention. With my regular pantry stuff, obviously we will use that and shuffle it in and out. But with my prep
stuff.
And you
do. You have to.
You have to.
You have to have an ongoing use.
But if I have long-term stuff, I don't touch it.
Like,
I have no reason to touch it. so it becomes a thing. Like now I'm like, I'm glad I never touched it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause she's like, well, we'll go get some and replenish it. I'm like, no, we won't.
Where?
Like, it's not going to happen. I know how
go
it goes.
Go stop at every restroom
yeah,
on the highway and yeah, so, steal anyways, from them.
Yeah, kind of crazy. All right, the next, Gorzy213. If you two decided to leave beautiful Utah, your lovely wives, and maniacal children in an SHTF situation, where would you go? North, south, east, west, colder or warmer, together or alone? Maybe North Dakota? Haha.
So you're saying we would leave our families, just me and Kobe go together?
Well, that's the same. Would we go together? Yeah.
No, I'd take my wife.
No. If we had to leave them.
Well, it depends on if we choose the same place.
Sure, yeah.
So you would not go to North Dakota?
No.
Because it's so freaking cold.
It's horrible. It's a horrible place. Yeah. Nobody should live there.
It's horrible.
I've never been there, but I know people that are there all the time, including my parents.
I was little when I went there, and I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I've been to South Dakota, but I've never been
there. Is Flintstone Park in North Dakota?
I do not know.
Yeah, there's Flintstone Park.
You really?
Okay.
I don't know.
So that's kind of cool.
That sounds cool.
Maybe if you were by it.
So the weather is horrible there.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I had sent out a post like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I was like, hot or cold, what would you choose?
Yeah.
I'm a colder person, and yes, there are a lot of cons to that, you know.
Yeah,
warmer is probably easier for the majority, but I feel like less people are going to go to the colder areas.
Sure, yep.
And it's harder to live in, and it would suck, but I feel like if you prepare for that.
Suck, but.
It suck, but. Big time, but. But yeah, I would go probably more north. I like Montana.
Sure.
I think there's some really good places in Montana.
I do too. I've
and,
lived there.
I like Eastern Washington, the state of Eastern.
Not now, you don't.
Well, yeah, not Washington State.
No.
I'm saying the Cascades keep it all over on the nasty side with all the nasty city people.
I get you.
But the eastern part.
Yeah, okay.
This is farmland, open.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. Orchards. So, I eat all the apples.
So with this weird hypothetical, sometimes these hypotheticals we get. Yeah, so if we had to leave our kids, and I would suspect Cam and I would go together. I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't, right?
Be dumb.
Yeah, it'd be dumb.
Can't do a podcast when we're not together.
No. But I don't, but to me,
rest assured, we'll do episodes.
Yeah.
Even if we can't put them online.
And they're
as soon
be
as the internet comes back, we'll release them.
Backlog of like 1900 episodes. But I wrote in here, I think Cam hates leaving his house so much. He would probably just die there.
It's a freaking
alone.
Truth. I'll be honest. That's true.
Trying to get his DayZ server up and running. He would be there forever. He just wouldn't leave his house. He is like the most hermity person I've ever met.
Yeah. I so do there's like that. Being home. When I get home from work, I like to not go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm a homebody. I am.
So I think you would just probably stay there and die. That's what I'm getting.
You're probably right. Well, I'm going to eat all my stuff here, and then when that's done, I'm going to lay down and die.
Ah, that's it. I'm not going out. I might see other people.
That's funny. That's sadly true. Garrett Outdoors. Mm-hmm. Garrett Outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Garrett Outdoors.
Garrett Outdoors. Coke or Pepsi? Don't Coke. Even ask.
Coke. Don't be stupid.
Yeah. Amen. 100%.
It's funny too because I grew up in a Pepsi house.
Did you?
I did. My family. Not like the house was made out of Pepsi.
What the weirdest family.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
We got a lot of Pepsi and we just built a house out of it.
Sleeping on cans and saving pop cans. I got tired of it.
Yeah. No, but my parents always drank Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah. And when I and then one day.
It's weird. Like,
here was a Coke.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like there's a lot of early Pepsiers that once they taste of the not so sugary, better formula, they're like, why have I been drinking Pepsi?
Wait, why am I drinking Pepsi when there's this that's better?
Because I get, like, I've gotten Pepsi at, like, Freddy's here.
Yeah,
they
sure,
don't have
yeah.
it, and I have to get Pepsi, and I'm like, I'll deal with it. It's not bad, but Coke is way better.
No, it's so much better.
I don't know. It's just
far and away better.
The only downside to Coke is that I think it still has Coke in it because
is that
I cannot
downside?
Ever stop drinking it.
I know it is.
Like,
yeah.
I love it. So good.
I haven't had like a full on Coke in a while. I've been pretty good. But
like, I literally want to buy a blue barrel and store Coke in it.
Just put all Coke in it. That's
and I'll
idea.
Get a CO2 thing. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Mr. Agonize Hut.
Mr. Agonize
Hut. I don't know. Do your neighbors know you prep? How is the relationship? How will you cooperate with your neighbors during SHTF if planning to bug in? Can you talk about them? Can you talk to them about SHTF, or at least now them letting you know about weird characters wandering around your property or suspicious activity around your neighborhood? Well, that was a tough one to read, but I think I know what he's talking
about.
Glad
I didn't read it.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's talking about the neighbors. I would say, you know, the good majority of people, Cam and I live in these small, like, what would you call them? Neighborhoods, I guess, but
yeah.
Subdivisions. Yeah, so Cam lives on one just a little bit further north than me, we're like a mile apart. And I would say the good majority of everybody that lives in those neighborhoods know that we prep.
Yeah, I think they know, and I feel like they're ones that I'd be willing to help, and I don't think that they would be greedy to take my stuff.
Yeah, I don't think so. Obviously, it's at a certain point that becomes not true.
Until coronavirus strikes.
Yeah, but...
Where's your toilet paper? I know Kobe has tons of it.
So Cam is basically, he's like the leader of our church locally here. I mean, he's like the guy in charge.
Right.
He makes everything go.
No, I'm a scheduler.
Yeah, he schedules everything. In the religion that...
sound like a cult now, like big time.
What?
We sound like a full-on cult.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cameron's the leader of a church.
Yeah, he leads the congregation.
The congregation of preppers.
Yeah, but no, within our religion, yeah. I mean, the personal family prepping is a huge thing. So I think, honestly, we're a little bit better suited for any type of SHTF situation because most people around us have something ready to go because of that. So I would say in a crisis, we'd probably work together better than most neighborhoods would.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think you would learn a lot about people.
Oh, really quick. Really, really quick.
Who has not prepared and who's willing to die on your front porch. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
Fork in the forest. Mm. I like that.
Yeah, I do, too.
How many pounds of bat wings should be in my preps? I think making an even 50 to go with the rice I've got.
That's a good idea.
In a more serious note, how involved are your kids with this idea of preparedness and survivability? I love that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. Let's go to a real question.
I only have 35 bat wings.
Yeah, so my kids, I mean, they like the idea of it. Like, I swear I hear them say, well, we could survive because dad's a prepper. They say that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And when we're always doing their little sketches, it's always like prepper sketches and stuff. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, how involved are they? They're pretty young, you know what I mean? Yeah. But they're involved enough to understand the reasons why we have this stuff there and probably what most of it's for and stuff. And, and they like to ask questions about it. I don't know.
Yeah, my kids seem interested in it, and they like the gear and the survival stuff. Mm-hmm. But I am like 350% positive Kobe's all girls would survive so much better than mine.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, you got younger ones, too,
I have
too,
such
though.
Lazy little turds.
But you got little kids, though. That's the part. That's the hard part. Mine are older.
So lazy.
Mine can now kick my butt, though. They've been doing jiu-jitsu for like a month and a half.
I still think...
They will kill me.
Yours would kill mine and survive longer.
They go hard, man.
That's awesome.
They'd scare the crap out of me. Really. Anyways, yeah.
But yeah, my kids, they enjoy it. They know that why we have it and understand where it's there, why it's there and how it could be used. So I think they're on board.
Yes,
they have
sir.
No choice. The belt tells them otherwise.
That's right. I'm a leader of a cult. I do what I want.
The slide belt. Get a little placement there.
Yeah.
I use my slide belt to whip my kids.
And you want to get your family into prepping? Get a slide belt. Put them in replace.
Slide it right across their butt.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't abuse our kids.
No. Audric 6209. I got a little wrong there. 6902. I have rose bushes planted in frog all my windows. all the
slip up all words.
These people typing with their fat thumbs.
This one was at least like, on these.
What else can I do to make it really, really hard for
that
coronavirus to get in? Just kidding. Cam, do you think emergency or other immunity boosters are helpful with COVID-19?
I think it plays into the part of being healthy beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like, the healthier you are now, the more diseases you prevent, and if that involves immunity boosters, which I think are limited.
They're for sure limited, yeah.
Like, I think So vitamin C, for example, there are studies in Japan showing that people that took doses of it before they became sick did get over viruses, common cold, faster. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they do help you get over it faster. In terms of contracting it, no. I mean, it's not really shown to do that. Mm-hmm. But I think it helps get over things faster because yeah. you're probably practicing other health habits.
Sure,
if
yeah.
you're trying to prevent sickness.
Well, and I don't think you can discount like the, you know, thinking that it's actually doing like the placebo effect.
Yeah, no, I think
really,
so too.
Because that's been like in studies.
Your mind plays a big old role
in studies. The placebo effect has been shown to be super.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Helpful,
it still does,
right? Yeah, and so I think if you feel like it's doing something for you, it's probably as good.
Yeah,
as,
and positivity like boosts yeah. you know uh-huh. your immune system. So I think yeah, there's it's not worthless. No. Mm-hmm. And I think you can get over stuff a little faster. So
yeah,
get them.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't think you need to take Centrum vitamins all day.
Yeah,
because I think you waste a bunch of it. But
for sure.
The other thing was, what was I going with that? We just got hit with an EMP.
Yeah.
Moving on.
My new hip hop.
Oh,
album.
Elderberry. I started taking that. And I don't mm-hmm. know if it's that thing, the mentality,
yeah.
but this has been, I've had the least amount of sickness this winter period than I ever have. I don't know if it's elderberry or if it's just what it is.
I've been taking youngerberry. I need to try the elderberry.
Elder Scrolls berry.
Yeah. I've been taking Oblivion berry.
Skyrim berry is good.
Yeah. Anyway. Oblivion. Wasn't that the other one?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oblivion's like the first, I think.
Was that what it was? Yeah. Okay.
No, Morrowind. I never played that one.
I never played
that was
one
like
either.
The beginning of Nerd.
The Nerd. Genesis of Nerd, yeah. Bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it your turn or my turn to read? It's your turn.
Yeah.
Your turn.
_ Pomodoro.
Pomodoro.
_ DG. Mm-hmm. Pomodoro. Pomodoro.
DG. Pomodoro.
Okay, casual preppers. If you were trapped alone on a separate island with only your current preps, which one of you would survive longer?
I love how they're always trying to pit us against each other.
Always.
Like, always. So I'm going with Cam. I am just because of his medical training. I feel like that gives him a leg up.
Yeah.
You know, those self-prostate exams are going to help.
Yeah. Kobe grew up a little more outdoor and hunting. So
sure.
I feel like probably the basics of survival and being in the woods and mountains, depending on your type of forest or your
sure.
type of island.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that would probably get you further.
You think so?
So
I don't know.
Probably do a little better.
I don't know. I think in the end we'd find each other and come on in, you
yeah.
know, coronavirus hugs.
Yeah, that's true. Shirtless
coronavirus hugs would be fine. Carlos Serrano, ever consider bringing in a third guy to the podcast that's new to the prepper community that gives an outside perspective? Basically an intern. You can even come up with a nickname for him like the always classic newbie or preppy. No.
Carlos, we're not going to bring you on.
No, it's not going to happen. You ever thought about bringing on a guy named Carlos just to see what happens?
I'm asking for a friend named
yeah.
Carlos.
Anyways.
My name's Carlos.
Hi, my name's Carlos. You ever think about bringing on somebody named Carlos, maybe?
We could maybe talk to you, but I don't know about a third watcher. That's gross, weirdo.
Yeah. No.
We do have a chair over here.
We do have lots of chairs.
A table and a chair.
No, I just... Cam and I work because of this weird, stupid thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird chemistry. And once you start adding people in, it gets weirder and not in a good way.
Yeah.
It gets bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It is weird. I don't know what it is either.
It just doesn't work.
Because we've, and I'm assuming you have friends. There's probably that
sure.
one that just,
sure.
Like,
yeah.
it's so easy to just talk about stuff. And
yeah.
you don't, like, I know a lot of people in town that I, you know, work with or I've, gone to dinner with after working with. This sounds weird. But you know, it just doesn't like things don't flow as easily.
Yeah.
And the jokes and there's so no one can come in on this.
Carlos, go away.
Even our wives are barely allowed.
They came once, but
they did good.
We got to bring them on again.
Yeah. See, and I think that flowed fine.
Yeah. Good flow.
Ephraim Grizzly.
Mm-hmm.
We met this dude, huh?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good dude.
He is a good dude. still have his little boondoggle.
Boondoggle.
It's a paracord wrapped fire thing. Was it a
fishing?
That's what I was fishing. Sorry.
Yeah, I think so. Fishing.
Sorry, Ephraim. Mm. Grizzly. Your top 20 must-have books not digital available on Amazon or retail.
I don't have that kind of time. Wow, 20 books.
Honestly, I haven't read 20 books in my life.
Kim's up to three. Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I don't read fantasy fiction hardly ever. I think you guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even talk good.
Reading's hard.
Reading's twice as hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I honestly don't think I can give you 5 books that I recommend.
Some people just aren't readers. I mean, yeah. When it comes down to it.
I like informational, like, I honestly like textbooks and like facts and stuff. Yeah.
I read the dictionary and a thesaurus if
or
I'm
war history,
saucy.
Things that have really happened.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So I've got a lot that I like. A couple that I finished recently. Blake Crouch is a fantastic author. Recursion and Dark Matter. If you like any sort of like science fiction type stuff, it's some of the best I've ever read. Seriously, two of the best books I've ever read is Recursion and Dark Matter. Go check them out. I really like Raven Rock by Garrett N. Graff. So that talks about all of the plans that the government has in case of apocalyptic scenarios. Really cool. Obviously, One Second After, you have to say that or you're not a real prepper. The Hot Zone by Richard Preston is a pretty interesting one. Really applicable right now, kind of, actually. Reagan's War, if you like Cold War and you like Ronald Reagan by Peter Schweizer, that's a really good one. Alas, Babylon, probably my favorite prepper fiction book.
Really?
By Pat Frank, really good. World War Z, that was good, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even give you recommendations because the only ones that I get into and read mm-hmm. are still under the 20, so I can't really recommend them.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have enough to compare it to.
All right,
the
John.
Bible. The Bible's great.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
Great one. Get the right version, though.
Right.
John Stockton, the pasty gangster, says, beef jerky flavor of choice. This is going to be weird, but my absolute favorite is the Maverick brand peppered jerky.
Yeah. I honestly think if you go peppered, you're not going to be disappointed.
No, you're not.
I've had some bad ones, and I'm still like, still tastes like pepper.
Love pepper. Pepper's awesome.
Yeah, I don't mess with the plain. I don't mess with mm-mm. the teriyaki.
Nope, me either.
They're good,
mm-hmm.
but pepper by far is the best.
I agree. 100%.
And then during the day, like 4 hours later, you're like, what is that? Crunch it. Mm, pepper.
Or you smile and you got like a big old piece yeah. of pepper in your front teeth.
That is a big cavity.
You got something going on with your tooth.
That's a
weirdo.
Whole straight. Oh, never mind. It's pepper.
Never mind. That's just pepper.
But a pepper breath is not that bad smelling.
Oh, no. You know, can take
like,
pepper.
Oh, wow.
Or pepper breath.
What's pepper breath?
It smells like ammo. It
smells like
and medication.
Oh man.
Hey, you got prepper breath.
That smells a little bit like Cam's all you can use balm. All over your
it
lips.
Smells like bag balm and Xanax.
It's just like clove and chamomile, like yeah. all the natural
it just,
deodorants.
It smells like ramen. Let's be true with it.
Smells like a dark basement storage cardboard. Stale water.
Smell like crazy if you ask me.
Yeah. Flat out crazy.
Flat out crazy. Well, that's it. That's all we got today.
Yeah, okay.
Right? There's no more.
That's it.
Thank
done.
You so much for sending in the questions. This is our favorite episode of the month. It's that time of the month, and we love it when it comes, right?
Yeah. Opposite.
So anyways, thanks, guys. Again, continue to prep. Don't get crazy.
Yeah. Be safe out there.
Stay survive.
Coronavirus isn't going to kill you, mm-hmm. but people, well, it's dangerous.
It might kill
but
you.
But be safe.
It might kill you.
But watch out for other people. They're the worst.
Yeah. Make sure you're subscribed. We love you all. Stay survived.